From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The New York Yankees are looking to save some face this evening after the Cleveland Indians trounced them in the first game of the American League Division Series. Last night's score was 12-3. A big part of that success came from the Indians' roster of Venezuelan players, the most on a single team in the majors. Indians fans are counting on players like Victor Martinez and second baseman Astrubal Cabrera to take the team all the way through the playoffs. From member station WCPN in Cleveland, Dan Bobkoff reports.
What made the Indians' pounding of the Yankees so satisfying for Cleveland fans was that by most measures, the Yankees have all the advantages. Most of the team's players have been to the playoffs before. There's the whole Yankees mystique. And then there's money. The Yankees' payroll is roughly triple that of the Indians. But none of that mattered last night.
Now heading for the drive, catcher Victor Martinez.
The Indians' success comes from years of building a new team from scratch. Cleveland sports writer Terry Pluto says a few years back, the Indians saw other teams were recruiting a lot of players from the Dominican Republic, so they looked farther south.
It's almost like, you know, westward expansion in America. Let's find somewhere else. Let's find a new place. Let's find another gold field besides California.
The Indians' gold mine, Venezuela. Today, about 20% of the team's roster is from the South American country. Ever since American oil workers brought baseball to Venezuela in the 1920s, the game has become huge there. Some say it's bigger than soccer. Pluto says the Indians have figured out a way to find and develop the best players there.
Smart teams are the ones that not only are scouting and recruiting in the Latin areas, they are developing and working cross-culturally with these kids.
In the 1990s, the Indians set up an academy in Venezuela to train players and teach them skills and English. Ross Atkins is the Indians' development director, and he used to run the team's Latin American program. He says he sees a lot of Indians' hats when he visits Venezuela.
You let them know that you work for a Major League Baseball organization, you are welcomed with open arms, that's for sure.
Today, roughly 10% of Major League ballplayers are Venezuelan. Catcher Victor Martinez is perhaps the Indians' biggest Venezuelan success story. He leads the team both in home runs and RBIs. Martinez says Latin American players have to work harder to make it in America.
You really have to step up and try to make it from Dominican Summer League or Venezuela Summer League to come over here. And it is a really long way to make it.
Some have called Latin American recruiting a form of baseball outsourcing. They point to lower signing bonuses than those offered to American players. But Ross Atkins says while the bonuses might be lower, training is more expensive.
When we look at it, we're not spending that much less money in Latin America to acquire talent than we do here.
While by all accounts, most Venezuelan players get along well with their teammates, they do tend to hang out more with each other. Victor Martinez says that's partly because of the difficulties adjusting to a new language and culture.
It is pretty tough when you come, you go someplace and you don't even know how to order a hamburger or anything to eat. It is pretty hard.
But whatever the language struggles, sometimes it's the bats that do the talking. Like the Victor Martinez two-run home run last night against the Yankees. For NPR News, I'm Dan Bobkoff in Cleveland.